Hi, I'm Vijay Rajagopalan. I'm a program manager in the Windows Azure Runtime team. In this session, I'm going to focus on the June update of Windows Azure services, specifically focusing on Windows Azure Cloud services. So let's get started. As many of you know, in order to get started, you could go to the Windows Azure Management portal, get yourself a subscription, and then download the Windows Azure SDK. And the Windows Azure SDK has support for Mac, Linux, and Windows. And you also have support for your favorite choice of languages in the form of Java, PHP, .NET, Node.js, and Python, which is being announced at June release as well. Using this SDK, you can design and develop your cloud service application using your favorite choice of tools as well. We have support for Visual Studio as well as Eclipse. You can debug, design this application locally in your sandbox environment, and publish over the REST protocol into Windows Azure environment. As many of you know, the Windows Azure Cloud Services gives you these knobs, what we call as the prescriptive platform as a service capabilities in the form of web role, worker role, and stateless VM role. These are some of the primitives that enables you to run multi-tenanted managed cloud services on Windows Azure. When it comes to deployment choices from an authoring perspective, you can package these applications in Windows Azure using the Windows Azure authoring tools. Today we have a support for CSPKG format, which is a open packaging convention-based format that allows you to package your cloud application and deploy it over the REST protocol, also known as a service management API, onto Windows Azure environment. Let's now focus on the updates that are coming in the Windows Azure June release. I would like to first start with giving you a perspective on the core SDK updates. Many of you have requested for support for IIS Express and LocalDB. This is really to accelerate your development time. As many of you know, IIS Express is a lightweight web deployment tool. So it greatly improves your productivity on your local environment. We also have support for Windows 8 with the June release of Windows Azure SDK. This allows you to design and develop Windows 8 Metro style applications targeting Windows Azure. We also have support for the beta of Visual Studio 2012, and you can write a rich modern application using Windows Azure 2012. We recognize the fact that many of you have a long development cycle, and when we are releasing newer version of SDK, you wanted to make sure that your current application works on the newer version of SDK. In order to support that scenario, we have support for side-by-side installation of Windows Azure SDK. So starting 1.6 and forward, you can run Windows Azure SDK side-by-side and try out the newer version, and then based on the compatibility, you can upgrade to the newer version of Windows Azure. With Windows Azure June release, we have tons of networking improvements in the core platform. Improvements such as support for UDP, direct instance addressability, name resolution, are a few to mention here. We also recognize that many of you who run multi-instance application want to have free communication between your instances. So we have support for any protocol, which allows you to have any choice of protocol flow between your VM instances as well. In our continuous improvement and continuous integration towards extensibility and openness, we are opening up the file format of the cloud services, which is a CSPKG file. Starting the June release, we are moving into the zip-based open packaging convention format. So what it really means is you can open author essentially Windows Azure workloads from non-Windows platform, edit this and update the content and deploy onto this. Obviously, we are here on a journey and we are looking forward long-term investment here. We will continue to improve this functionality over time. So we look forward to your feedback specifically with respect to the open packaging format. Looking into the PHP development, we have some updates for client libraries with respect to blobs, tables, and queues, as well as service bus support. We recognize many of you who are developing in PHP deploy over PowerShell and commandlets, so we have support for that as well. We have some speed dial for developers who are deploying from commandlets as well in order to create new cloud services. When it comes to .NET, we have new support for the configuration pattern, which allows you to have a consistent programming model for creating connection strings for SQL Azure, Service Bus, and Windows Azure Storage. We have a refactored GitHub repository where you can take a look at our refactored code base of the .NET client libraries as well. We have some new updates for Service Bus for Node.js, so please do check this out. And announcing in the June release is the support for Python language. So we have strongly typed client libraries for blobs, tables, and queues in Python. And you could also deploy Python-based workloads directly onto virtual machines as well, which is a new form of hosting option in Windows Azure. Visual Studio continues to enable rich development experience. So Visual Studio has a first-class experience to author cache, distributed cache, and Service Bus in the June release. The publish experience in order to deploy onto Windows Azure has greatly improved as well. I will show that very shortly. The new Server Explorer options gives you ability to monitor queues in Service Bus, manage your virtual machines in your subscription, as well as having access, seamless access in the form of remote desktop access into the virtual machines right from your Server Explorer as well. As I mentioned earlier, the networking support bubbles up in Visual Studio as well. Visual Studio greatly makes it simpler for developers to easily enable support for UDP and direct port right from your editor as well. And as part of your application lifecycle management, Visual Studio continues to get better and better when it comes to directly deploying from TFS onto Windows Azure. This is an important feature that Visual Studio team has delivered as part of the June release as well. Let's switch gears a little bit. I want to move towards the application services. As I mentioned earlier, the distributed caching has a variety of support, both from a dedicated cache, co-located cache, as well as through the highly available low latency scenarios as well. Not to mention, we continue to support the Memcached protocol. So please do check this out and give us your feedback. This is obviously in a technology preview form, so we look forward to your feedback here. Service Bus enables you to, author, heterogeneous application using a cloud intermediary. So we have now support for B2B and EAA scenarios as well. As many of you who closely follow the Windows Azure Core SDK, you would have noticed the HPC support in Windows Azure SDK. It is continuing to evolve to enable queue jobs and schedule-based scenarios as well. So there are some updates to HPC-based authoring experience in the June update as well. As it comes to unified management and administration, the portal has gone through a significant change. I will demonstrate that shortly for you. The integrated management portal gives you a one-stop shop to view and manage all your cloud services, billing visualization, monitoring, and diagnostics in a single pane of glass. The important point I wanted to highlight here is that the portal is built using the publicly facing the REST protocol. So this goes back to reinforce the fact that you can build rich clients using the same REST protocol that we are exposing through service management. So I will be demonstrating that very shortly as part of my demo as well. You can monitor the application health. We provide various knobs to monitor the application health, including the CPU metrics and many others as well, which we'll go through shortly. And we have customized diagnostics code that enables you to have a custom diagnostics code as part of your application as well. We recognize that many IT pros and DevOps personas will also be managing Windows Azure workloads. So we now have full support for command line. So starting Windows Azure June release, we are also launching and announcing the command line tools-based support. So you can check out both the Windows option using PowerShell commandlets, which gives you a sort of a speed dial for managing and authoring Windows Azure from the Windows environment, as well as Node.js-based commandlets, which works on both Windows, Mac, and Linux, gives you a bash-based shell operation for managing both Windows and Linux workloads on Windows Azure. I know that many of you are overloaded with a ton of features that are being exposed in the June release. I wanted to highlight a few important ones just to make sure that I put this in context for you. From the platform, as I mentioned earlier, we have exposed many of the networking primitives to you. The key thing that I wanted to highlight here is the UDP support. Both the Core SDK as well as Visual Studio nicely exposes this, so you can author rich UDP-based applications using Windows Azure. Support for direct connectivity to VM is one of the key features many of you have asked. This really helps you to address a particular instance, connect to a particular instance, debug a particular instance seamlessly. So this is a very powerful feature. Direct port is also is another powerful feature that allows you to directly access a particular instance. We'll be demonstrating that as well. Many of you have wondered about how do I address virtual machines that are within cloud services. So with the introduction of DNS-based resolution, you can mention, define the name of your role, and you can address that seamlessly from your role without discovering them from your role instance class. So we also support rich virtual network for connecting hybrid application, connecting on-premises, connecting heterogeneous resources within Windows Azure as well. Both virtual machines, cloud services, you can tie them together through the support of virtual networks, also known as VNet, in Windows Azure as well. So with this launch, you might be wondering, hey, you have virtual machine support, cloud service support, how do I stitch things together? And this is where my Windows Azure uniquely differentiates. I wanted to really reinforce how you can build rich services using many of the options that are available in Windows Azure. So one thing I wanted to specifically focus here is that how do I bridge virtual machine and infrastructure as a service features, as well as cloud service, which is also exposed through the core platform as a service capabilities. One way to connect, stitch things together is basically if you have two applications, one hosted, one cloud service using the platform as a service primitives using web and worker role, and another one, cloud service deployed using virtual machines, you can connect them seamlessly using the per virtual IP. So obviously there are many scenarios that will allow customers to deploy these type of topologies. The one that comes to my mind here is that if you have a distributed database team, if you're developing a reporting application that needs to be connected to a cloud service, series of web clients, this could be a good option to consider. You can run your reporting database on a virtual machine running on Windows Azure in Cloud Service 2, and your distributed scaled out multi-instance web application could be running on the using the web role primitive on Cloud Service 1. They can stitch together seamlessly over the public web. Obviously here, the scenario is extremely simple. Your web application team or your clients can seamlessly iterate on their own pace. Your database can iterate on its own pace. You can seamlessly do VIP swaps, and the existing concepts continue to remain the same. And it gives you an opportunity to easily debug, test, and deploy these applications as well. However, if you are looking for a more secure and low latency scenario, you can also build and connect, stitch these two services through virtual network. So virtual network creates you a virtualized network environment between your cloud services, which is running web role and worker role, and your virtual machine. And in this model, you are much more secure. You are not exposing your reporting database, so to speak, in this case, over the public web. It is connected through your web role and worker role through internal endpoint. So essentially, you will have lower latency between connectivity between the cloud service 1 and cloud service 2 because it's going dip to dip. And obviously, you will continue to exercise many of the core cloud services primitives such as WebSwap and others as well. With that, I've come to the end of my talk. So I hope this gives you a quick tour of all the great things that are coming in the June release of cloud services. I'm going to do a quick demo to highlight the key points in my talk as well shortly. All right, I would like to start with a demo using a simple migration scenario. So let's switch gears a little bit, go to Visual Studio. I have an existing project that was authored using an older version of Windows Azure SDK, which was in November version of the Windows Azure SDK, which is right here. So I'm going to try to open that using the June version of Windows Azure SDK and tools. As you notice here, Visual Studio immediately recognizes the fact that this was authored using a previous version of SDK. One important point to note here is that we do support the notion of side-by-side. So you could have SDK 1.6 and 1.7 running in parallel. You can ensure the app compatibility before migrating onto the newer version. So here, I was able to migrate an older version of my application into a newer version seamlessly. Let's make sure this is upgraded. Let's go to the project properties. Sure enough, it's migrated properly. It is running on June version. One point I would like to highlight here is the support for IIS Express. As I mentioned earlier, IIS Express is primarily supported to improve and increase your development productivity. We still have full support for full IIS here. So you can switch between lightweight IIS Express versus the full IIS as well. Let me close this, move on to my next demo here. So I'm going back to Visual Studio. I have an existing application called Demo Launch, and which has a web role and worker role. Let's take a look at the project properties of web role here real quick. As you notice here, we have a new tab for distributed caching. This is the place where you go and configure your cache. As I mentioned earlier, we have support for co-located cache, which is one of the scenario we support. We also have a dedicated cache role, as well as named cache settings that you can configure right here. Again, you can also set up your local storage as well as your cloud storage in this area as well. Another thing I wanted to highlight while we're in the subject of new features is support for service bus in the Server Explorer. When you're monitoring queues and debugging service bus queues, you can manage it right from Server Explorer here. The June version of Visual Studio Tools also have great support for virtual machines right from your Server Explorer here. In this particular case, I have two VMs in my subscription that are showing here. Visual Studio shows the endpoints for the virtual machines here. You can look at the endpoints property here. So for instance, there is a VM called Vijay VM in which you can look at the project properties and look at the subscription, what is the size of the VM, what is the status of this VM as well. Let's go back to the Server Explorer. You can seamlessly remote desktop into this virtual machine right from Visual Studio now, and you can seamlessly connect to this VM right from Visual Studio. Let's not connect to that right now. I'm going back to the project properties here. So let's go back here. So one thing I wanted to quickly highlight is the support for UDP here. So let's go back to the web role properties. All right, so let's go to endpoints here. So you could notice that Visual Studio Surface has a support for UDP through this protocol tab. You can select the protocol of your choice. You can choose UDP protocol for your web and worker role and define the inbound port and traffic appropriately as well. Let's take a look at the service definition of this. So this is the endpoint. This is where you will specify the protocol type right here. I already have an existing project. This is a gaming project from one of our ISV exit games. And I wanted to showcase how they are developing UDP-based gaming solution. Here, in this particular case, they are setting up the game servers using UDP protocol here. So as you can notice here, this in the service definition, they have a protocol set and appropriately defined the port to accept the UDP traffic of the game server. One of the additional thing I wanted to highlight here is the fact that how the clients or customers are optimizing access to a single VM in the form of instance input endpoint, which gives you access to an instance, and you can address an instance, you can debug an instance, you can make sure the traffic flows into one instance. So in this particular scenario of this gaming application, this game server directs the traffic to this particular instance. So in this particular case, they have specified the range of ports and also specified the instance input endpoint to make sure that the people who play games can be routed to the same instance of this game server. So these are the two things I wanted to showcase from the service definition file. I have an existing application that is already running on Windows Azure. As you can notice here, this is using real-time streaming protocol over UDP. And this is running on Windows Azure, as you notice here in the cloudapp.net. And this is using UDP protocol. This is over UDP. So I'll quickly showcase this application here. This is just a streaming media application that is running on Windows Azure. Just to demonstrate how rich and powerful you can build applications on Windows Azure. So let me stop this. At this stage, I would like to go on to showcasing some of the improvements that are done in the published side of Windows Azure. So let's try to publish this application onto Windows Azure. So I'm going to the publish wizard here. One of the things that I wanted to highlight is essentially the advanced settings. In the advanced setting, Visual Studio nicely introduces this concept of deployment update options. Currently, you have the option to incrementally update your Windows Azure service as you deploy. This may ensures that your service is fully available while you're upgrading your application using the Windows Azure Upgrade Domain concept. In the current June version, Visual Studio also introduces a new concept called the Simultaneous Update. This is like a blast upgrade. If you don't care about the availability and if you're in a development environment, if you wanted to quickly deploy your application, you can choose the Simultaneous Update and OK here and then publish. It'll quickly deploy your application onto Windows Azure. So with this, I've come to the end of my demo. I hope you enjoyed this session on cloud services. Do give us all your feedback, and you could also reach out to us using Windows Azure Forum. Thank you very much.